You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Stuff, yep. Which, as you say, is under promoted.
Yep.
Yeah, and I would think advertising in Manhattan would draw a lot of people.
Sure. Excellent. All right.
Or on social media.
Yeah, that's the way to do it nowadays, isn't it? We've talked about that.
Yeah, get the word out on social media with pictures of apples and pumpkins and other stuff and post it there, and the people will come. People are hungry these days for farm-fresh, locally produced stuff.
Yeah, that's the big thing, right? The farm-to-table type movement.
So. Yeah, it's a big market, big interest in it. And we need to be taking more full advantage of it in Hunterdon County, it seems to me.
Excellent. Well, you got me waiting for some fine pies now because you brought up all that stuff, and maybe I'll have that with a sip of hard cider in the near future.
Hard cider. You might have to wait a month or so whenever they get licensed and fully operational up at Mellick's.
Okay.
I look forward to that, too.
All right. Well, let me know. We'll go and have a cup together. All right. Thanks so much, Al. As always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday, and who knows what you'll bring up next week. I don't know.
Good.
All right.
Have
a great one.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Al War, Business with Al, and he does an independent column for the Hunterdon County Democrat, and published on NJ.com. And it's time for me to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Baby Bella's biological father speaks to the media. The baby's body was found in a trash dumpster in June. The mother and mother's boyfriend are charged in the baby's death. After a court hearing this morning, Bella's biological father answered questions from reporters.
What do you think when you hear about her being locked in a closet, Bella, and how you yelled at?
Of care. If you need a physician, call them.
Yes, they're very bothersome.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
He also says he's very upset with child welfare services, saying his mom called two times, he called once.
Circle of care.
He says he knew Bella was in a bad situation and should be taken from
Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4111.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Baby Bella's biological father speaks to the media. The baby's body was found in a trash dumpster in June. The mother and mother's boyfriend are charged in the baby's death. After a court hearing this morning, Bella's biological father answered questions from reporters.
What do you think when you hear about her being locked in a closet, Bella, and being yelled at?
Those were things that I heard that, yes, they're very bothersome.
There's a lot of blame being thrown around here. Do you blame yourself some as well?
I'm trying not to blame myself. Let's put it that way.
Why do you have sympathy for Rochelle? Why sympathy for Rochelle?
Because I know she didn't do it.
He also says he's very upset with child welfare services, saying his mom called two times, he called once. He says he knew Bella was in a bad situation and should be taken from it. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice, The Granger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Granger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Granger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Donald Trump has a new book coming out next month, and the Republican frontrunner already insists it's going to be a bestseller. The book about his presidential campaign, which doesn't have a title yet, is set to be released October 27th. The publisher says it'll explore Trump's views on the economy, immigration, and national security. In a statement, Trump says he hasn't had so much fun writing a book since his 1987 bestseller, The Art of the Deal. Meanwhile, in a CNN poll conducted 3 days after 23 million people tuned into the debate, Trump is still the party's frontrunner with 24% support, but down 8% from earlier in the month. Carly Fiorina ranked second with 15% support, up from 3% in early September. U.S. authorities are investigating the disappearance of an American marine biologist who went missing at sea while serving as a monitor on a fishing boat off the coast of Peru. 41-year-old Keith Davis was aboard the boat to collect data and ensure the crew was adhering to international fishing guidelines. He was reported missing September 10th when the boat was about 500 miles offshore. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
There is growing demands for the Obama administration to nominate an inspector general to fill the vacancy that has been left open for more than 600 days at the Department of Veterans Affairs. John Clemens reports.
The VA's last permanent inspector general stepped down at the end of 2013, while an acting inspector general retired in July. This comes as the VA lacks the proper oversight following the recent report that 307,000 veterans died while waiting to enroll in VA health care. Now, people like Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says the time has come for the Obama White House to act.
Not having a Senate-approved inspector general at a time when the VA is still dealing with repeated data manipulation scandals and more is unacceptable. Congress can't change the VA alone. We need a permanent watchdog to conduct thorough oversight and fix these scandals.
I'm John Clemens.
All eyes on Russia, with the country apparently beefing up its military presence in Syria. Some countries are getting nervous about what could happen, including perhaps Israel. The Kremlin says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the Middle East peace process and the fight against the global terrorist threat. But in a rare move, Netanyahu is bringing several top Israeli military and security officials with him to Moscow. Three people are on the run in France after being sighted climbing Paris's landmark Eiffel Tower early Sunday. Security agents called police after seeing the group, but the climbers escaped before officers arrived. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're live here at the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour, and I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm excited to have a special guest with me today. We're going to be talking about a very, very special center for the Hunterdon Medical Center. We're going to hear all about that from Kathleen Morgan in just a moment. But before we do that, we always have to start with, we have to pay the bills. So we're going to start with a commercial and then we'll be back with the weather.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Georgine Trinkle here with our weather for today, which is September 21st, and it is beautiful, but it does feel like summer is slipping away, and it is 73 degrees out. And today we're looking at clear skies. It's fair out. There's a very light breeze tonight. We're going to have a low of 52. I have to say, Kathleen, that this morning when I got dressed to go to the gym, it was 40 degrees.
Oh, my.
I was not so happy. The only sweatshirt I had was my beach sweatshirt. It was a sad, sad day. But the rest of the week looks beautiful, 49. Wednesday, it's high of sunny and 79, and Thursday, it's high of 78. So I think a little bit when we talk with Kathleen today, we're going to be talking about all these great things that we can do to prevent heart attacks and to condition our bodies and to take good care of ourselves and our community. And one of the most exciting things going on in the community here in Hunterdon County is, of course, a new cardiovascular center. And I have with me Kathleen Morgan from the Hunterdon County Medical Center, who's going to be talking about this special center. She's going to be telling us the name of it. We're going to be revealing all here at this hour at Hunterdon Medical Center. So are you ready, Kathleen?
All set.
All right. You want to tell everyone the name of the new cardiovascular center?
Actually, it's the Norman and Denise Gilliu Cardiovascular Center. It's up on the fifth floor of Hunterdon Medical Center. So as you drive by, you'll now see a beautiful sign on the brick that has Norman and Denise Gilliu. So we're up on the fifth floor overlooking what used to be the fairgrounds on the other side of the highway. So it's a nice location for the staff and for the patients. So we're very excited about it.
Very nice. Now, this is for people who I'm sure most people are familiar with where the Hunterdon Medical Center is in the main building. This is right off Route 31, the West Cott.
It's right off Route 31. It's the main campus. And so it's 2100 West Cott Drive. It is the fifth floor. So we expanded. We have three West. We expanded. There's a fourth floor, which is currently shelled, which will eventually be more patient area, and we're now on the 5 West. So 5 West is a 16-bed private room cardiovascular inpatient area, along with 4 CCU beds, critical care beds. And our 2 cardiac cath labs are up there now, and we have a 10-bed pre- and post area.
That sounds like a really, really busy place, Kathleen. What do you do there?
I'm the director of the whole area.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm very excited.
And very busy.
And very busy. It's exciting and busy, and it's beautiful too. The unit is state of the art, and the patients thus far have been very pleased with having their own private room and the care that they're receiving. So it's been great.
Now, how do you get there? not the literal interpretation, but how would someone find themselves needing the care of the center?
Well, it is dedicated to the cardiovascular patient. So patients that we have as inpatients on the 5 West step down or intermediate care area have diagnoses ranging from arrhythmias, which means a slow or a fast heart rate, to congestive heart failure. We have some patients who've had heart attacks. We can have patients with vascular issues or concerns. So we really span the gamut of the cardiovascular diagnoses.
And how would you find yourself there? Is it that you come in through the emergency room, or is it through a referral from a physician?
We have most of our patients arrive through the emergency room. However, patients may be directly admitted from the cardiologist office as well. That's rare. Most of the time, there are emergency room visits. We also, in that part of the hospital, we have the cardiac cath labs. And we originally had one cath lab on the second floor. When we moved upstairs, we opened a second cath lab. So in those rooms, the patients will either be outpatients or inpatients from 5 West, the cardiovascular unit, or from the emergency room. We do care for, in that area, patients who are in the middle of a heart attack. We do bring them in and at that time bring them to the cath lab. We have 2 interventionalist cardiologists that work with the team that open up blockages during the heart attack. And then those patients, once they have finished their procedure, would go to the critical care unit or the CCU and then go over to the step-down unit a day or two later.
It's very, it's great that we have such a wonderful resource here in Hunterdon County, because it can be very, very trying and traumatic for families. And when some of the patients are coming in from the emergency room, they're not prepared to have surgery. They're not prepared to be out of work. They're not prepared to have their life sort of hang in the balance and have all of that critical care piece of it, you know, just dropped on the family. So I'm sure it takes a lot of coping skills.
It does. We also, you know, tend to, in this area, have areas for families to gather and to talk with physicians, to, you know, be together. There's a waiting room right off of the main hallway, and it allows the family to, you know, have some time a little away, but you know, some time in there. We also have each of the private rooms has a sleeper sofa type of thing, so we do encourage families, if they want to stay with their loved one, that we certainly encourage that. And we have had families that stay.
Absolutely.
And that makes that coping and that, you know, concern a little bit easier.
Absolutely. That can be a very, very, very traumatic thing for our family and a household. And sometimes, you know, just being and having access to people near you that love you and want to support you is just what you need to recover, along with the outstanding medical care that you provide. Right. So, Kathleen, we're really moving forward here, and I want to make sure we get our advertisers on now.
Sure.
So we're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, you could tell us more about the excellent level of patient care that you provide and how patients are able to recover from heart surgery and cardiac. Can you say it for me? incidences.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. And go back to live a life and a healthy lifestyle.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And we're back here at the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. And today is September 21st, and we have the hour from 3 to 4. And I am lucky enough to be speaking with Kathleen Morgan, who has been telling us all about the new cardiovascular center at the Hunterdon Medical Center, which is on level five. Yes. She described it was sounding so lovely looking out the courtyard, and all I got a little lost in that and forgot the number. So it's level five. And we were talking before the commercial break, Kathleen, about the cath labs. But, you know, I'm not sure that everyone knows what a cath lab is. Maybe you could tell us a little bit of that.
Sure. A cardiac cath lab is an area where a physician will perform a procedure to help define the anatomy of arteries. Typically, we can look at coronary arteries or for the heart. We also, while we're there, we do a carotid artery analysis as well as peripheral arteries. So we can, and that's diagnostic when we're going in and looking at the arteries. In order to do that, it's a fluoroscopy or a fluoro procedure getting into the artery either in the arm or the leg. One of the things that we've done at Hunterdon with the help of the cardiologists and the team is use the radial artery to do the cardiac catheterization. Typically in many settings they'll use the femoral artery, which is at the top of the thigh and the leg. And when you use the femoral artery, you have a longer recovery, and it's a little bit harder to recover from. With the radial artery, we're able to perform the same procedure, and when we're finished, we have just a small a bandage on the wrist, and the patient is up able to move around much quicker. So there's a quicker recovery time, as well as the decrease in potential for bleeding. So we're very happy that we've been able to incorporate that type of procedure into the cath lab practice, so much so that the national average for a transradial catheterization or going through the artery in the wrist is less than 10%, and at Hunterdon we're doing almost 80% of our procedures that way for the cardiac catheterizations. We also will look at the peripheral arteries, so the kidneys, the legs, and down into the feet. Patients who have concerns or issues with claudication or pain when they're walking are patients who we do tend to look at their arteries and their legs. Carotid artery angiogram is also used for someone who may be at risk of a stroke. And so we're looking at their carotid arteries to see if there's any blockage that would put them at risk. Dr. Espinoza is our carotid artery expert, and he brought carotid artery stenting to Hunterdon, and we're the first community hospital in New Jersey to perform carotid artery stenting. So we do perform that in the cath lab as well. So lots of different procedures. We also implant pacemakers in the catheterization lab, and we just started a new program. We are repairing aortic aneurysms in the cath lab using a technique that's non-surgical. So we're still inserting a catheter through the femoral artery deploying a graft that covers the aneurysm, so protects the patient from an aneurysm rupture. And so that's actually done as an overnight stay versus a surgical procedure. So we started that last year and have had successful procedures starting in June.
Oh my goodness.
So it's been very exciting. So lots of things. We bring lots of new things to the cath lab. We also will perform emergency angioplasty, and that is when a patient is in the middle, as I said before, of having a heart attack. So During that time, the physician will go in and diagnose the problem, but then we also go in and put a wire down across the blockage, open it with a balloon, and then stent across it. So a heart attack really means that the body has stopped providing blood to a part of the heart because of a blockage. And so by going in and removing that blockage with the balloon and the stent, you're able to establish blood flow again and really diminish the heart attack. So that has become the state-of-the-art way to help patients in the middle of a heart attack. One of the measurements that we look at is how quickly can we get a patient, because time is muscle. Every minute that goes when a patient's in the middle of a heart attack is the potential for heart damage. So we like to get them into the heart, into the cath lab as quickly as possible. And the measurement that's nationally looked at is the door-to-balloon time. And that really means how long does it take when you patient arrives to your emergency room to the time that you actually have inserted that balloon into the artery. How long does it take the system and the process to work? And the standard for the American College of Cardiology is 90 minutes. And at Hunterdon, our average is less than 60 minutes. So we really do a great job system-wide of recognizing the problem and getting the right people there to help and accomplish it within 60 minutes.
Is that because of training?
It's because of training and teamwork. And, you know, at Hunterdon, we all are so collaborative. We work with the emergency department and even before that, the MICU team who helps identify those patients. We have a system where high tech, where the MICU in the field can take an EKG, take an image of the EKG, and send that immediately over to the emergency room doctor, who can then send that out to the cath lab team. So we've got a lot of technology that helps us as well. So,
and your center is named after two people for the medical center, and you probably want to mention that because it's because of their generosity. We
yes,
have this new
Norman
center.
Norman and Denise Gilyou. So very generous in their gift to Hunterdon and the gift to the community. So we're thrilled with that opportunity and thrilled to have their name on the side of the Hunterdon Medical Center to acknowledge that gift. And the other part of the hallway that I'd like to talk about too is down from the private rooms and the cath lab, a little further down the hall is our cardiopulmonary rehab department, which is also part of the expansion. They moved up a little sooner than the rest of us, but they've been there over a year, I think, at this point. And they're going through some nice growth, and wanted to talk a little bit about that because, as you said before, you know, we are managing the patient in the acute phase of their heart disease by helping them through a heart attack, perhaps, or through a congestive heart failure inpatient episode. But to get them into a cardiopulmonary rehab allows them to move on with their life and get back to a state of health that we'd like to help them along the way. And the cardiopulmonary rehab department is beginning a new program called the Ornish Reversal Program. And I'd like to talk to you about that a little too.
Excellent. Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a little break, and I do have to do the news. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and how Hunterdon Medical Center, with both prevention and rehabilitation treatment centers and caring staff, are able to get our community residents back to their lives.
Grew older. Ooh, until she herself became just as fatal.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melanie Burkett. Families with college students are already navigating the costs of tuition and textbooks for the fall semester, and it's not always easy, but parents of high school students can be taking steps to ease that burden before acceptance letters arrive.
Families of students already on campus aren't the only ones who should be talking about college financial aid.
Have a conversation. Be open. You know, be truthful and honest about what's realistic, what you want to do, what your heart's set on, but do it early and really think about it and make decisions as a family.
Mary Morris of the College Savings Foundation says it's never too early to have those types of conversations, even though parents may feel like they want to protect their children from family finances. High school juniors and seniors should read into the specifics of federal private loans, especially the terms of repayment. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since landing in Cuba on Saturday, Pope Francis has taken a few subtle jabs at the country's communist leadership, but he hasn't gone far enough for some American conservatives. Francis told 200,000 Cubans to serve people, not ideas, which again was seen as a subtle critique of Cuba's socialist revolution. But for the most part, the Pope has steered clear of overt political statements. Some conservatives are accusing Francis of going soft on communism. There has been a massive home explosion in a small community near Dallas. USA's Ron Taylor has more.
There's still no official word as to what caused a massive house explosion near Dallas that injured at least three people. Authorities in the community of Waxahachie say the home was completely leveled. More now from WFAA's Jenny Doran.
10 homes in total were affected, including the one in this house explosion, along with Carrie Thompson here.
It was sheer terror, you know. I called to make sure my kids were okay. They were fine.
Near Waxahachie in Dallas, I'm Ron Taylor.
For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
All eyes on Russia, with the country apparently beefing up its military presence in Syria. Some countries are getting nervous about what could happen, including perhaps Israel. The Kremlin says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the Middle East peace process and the fight against the global terrorist threat. But in a rare move, Netanyahu is bringing several top Israeli military and security officials with him to Moscow. Congressional Republicans hope Pope Francis leaves his liberal-leaning views at the Vatican. The Pope is scheduled to arrive in the U.S. this week and address a joint session of Congress on Thursday. A large number of House and Senate Republicans want the Catholic Church leader to keep his opinions to himself when it comes to climate change, immigration, guns, and capitalism. A Dallas Cowboys fan is scoring big thanks to her Cowboys-themed chocolate-covered strawberries. Tamara Burns started decorating strawberries on the side after she lost her job. The berries proved popular, but the business really boomed when she decorated them in Dallas Cowboys colors and posted the results on a Facebook foodie group. Now she's getting orders as far away as Hawaii. It's been 6 months since astronaut Scott Kelly set up camp in the International Space Station. He's halfway through his one-year stint, which will be the longest time any U.S. astronaut has been in space. To mark the midpoint of his mission, Kelly did a Q&A on Twitter over the weekend, inviting social media users to ask him whatever they wanted to learn about his time on the International Space Station. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
And I'm Georgine Trink. I'm your host here for the hour with the Medical Center. And it's been my pleasure to meet and have with me as a guest Kathleen Morgan, who's the director of the new cardiovascular center on which level? The fifth floor. Yay! It's on the fifth floor. Excellent. We've been talking so much about the Your role as a nurse, an RN, and some of the things you do as the director of the center, and I can tell you have so much passion about it and appreciate the collaborative approach to healthcare. But we just wanted to talk a little bit about not only prevention but rehabilitation. And I understand that you have intensified the ability for patients to rehab at the hospital.
Yes, the cardiopulmonary rehab department is introducing the Dean Ornish intensive cardiopulmonary rehab program, which is a reversal program for heart disease. And their first cohort, they call it a cohort or group, is starting this week, I believe. So very exciting and very timely. Dr. John Horiuchi is the medical director of that program, and I just saw him downstairs on my way out today from the hospital, and he's very excited about the program beginning. And Lisa Buckley is the director of the program. They've actually all been out to California to learn about it and to live it, really. They've all been working through the program so that they can identify with the patients and really understand the processes that they're going to be going through. And the Dean Ornish, it's an evidence-based program that does help patients with coronary artery disease help reverse their disease process. And it is a four-prong approach to working through. It's an hour of exercise, an hour of group discussion and group therapy. Not therapy, but really group discussion and support, and then an hour of relaxation technique, and then an hour of learning about their nutrition. And it is a vegetable-based, low-fat diet that they follow. So between those four prongs, it's intensive, and it's an intensive cardiac rehab program. They meet for 4 hours twice a week, for 9 weeks. So they're very excited about offering that. And it's a cohort of 8 to 10 patients at a time. So they do it as a group. And they found that that has been very beneficial. And as I said, it's the Dean Ornish program. So it is a program that they're following specifically that's been designed by him.
That sounds like we're very lucky to have such local expertise in the area.
Yes.
Typically, I think we think of New York hospitals or Philadelphia,
right.
Some of the big cities having these specialized programs.
Yes.
And here we have experts, and you were talking earlier about the first stenting that Dr. Espinoza mm-hmm. performed in Huntington
right.
County. So
right.
we really are cutting edge
we
here
really
at the medical
are.
Center.
We really are, and it's important that the you know, that the community knows we really do as much as the state will allow us to do from a regulatory standpoint. And to that end, I know that we've talked about the primary angioplasty program, and the state is still deciding on the elective angioplasty or coronary angioplasty program, which we currently are not involved with. However, there are only a few states in the nation that are in that state, and we feel very strongly that Hunterdon should be allowed to provide that service to their community. So we're working very hard and diligently to help sway that decision with the state of New Jersey. But yes, we are always cutting edge, and the endovascular aneurysm is another. Example of that, and having a dedicated cardiovascular center.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That is really, really amazing.
Yeah.
And it can be really difficult to recover from a heart condition or a vascular condition, even with the best medical team.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are ways we can prevent having heart attacks and prevention, regularly seeing a physician,
right.
I know is one of those things. If anyone wanted to read up a little bit on ways they can prevent heart. I mean, is it, do you drink the red wine, one glass of red wine right. a week? Do you right. avoid?
But there's all kinds of things that you read about, and things change too over time. But I think taking care of yourself, there are certain standards that, eating a good nutritious diet, low fat, really knowing what your numbers are, knowing if you're at risk or not. So seeing a physician, having a primary care doctor, and if they recommend seeing a cardiologist, to, go ahead and take that information to heart and go see the cardiologist, and they can help you look at your numbers, your blood pressure, your glucose, or your blood sugar, your cholesterol levels, and all of those things, your family history. Are you a smoker? There are some things that we can fix or we can modify, and there are things that we can't. So the risks that we can modify, we should take seriously and look to do that. So smoking, keeping your diabetes under control, your blood pressure under control, watching your diet, low fat, low cholesterol, and really knowing where you are with your numbers is a very important. And exercise, getting some form of exercise every day. Is also important, and the heart is the one of the strongest muscles in the body. But it's important.
I know it's
to,
the most painful.
it's got to take care of that one, right?
And so. Certainly, the heart is the one that affects the emotional and mental anguish. So I'm glad that to know that it is the strongest because it certainly impacts the most. Now, one of my guests that I had at Hot and 100 and not too long ago, we were talking about breast cancer. My mom's a breast cancer survivor, but genetically, I'm really not a high risk for breast cancer.
Right.
Does the genetics play into heart conditions and heart risks and risk factors?
Yes. Family history of a heart attack prior to, I believe, 60. Put you at a higher risk. Diabetes is familial. There are, genetics do play a part. And again, that's one of those things you really don't have control over. But it's nice to know what your risks are.
Absolutely. And then if you know that, it is a condition that people in your family have suffered from, that perhaps you're going to have a greater awareness and you're going to do more on the prevention side to avoid that.
Right.
And sometimes we need to be reminded what those risks
are. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the hospital does do some screenings throughout the year. And, having your blood pressure, hopefully, if the listeners would understand to go to see your primary care physician. That's an important thing, to have physicals, to have those things looked at, because they will play a part in your long-term care.
Now, if you don't currently have, if you're listening now to our show and you don't currently have a medical provider and you maybe perhaps don't have insurance, you can go to a federally qualified healthcare center. You can probably go to apply for charity care at the medical center to be able to get a referral for a family physician.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes. And there is a physician hotline on the website, so if you were looking for a physician, they can provide names of physicians as well.
Excellent. And would you happen to know the website address, or we could put it on the what we'll do to make it easier, sometimes, especially if my listeners are driving, I don't want them, Kathleen, to be writing. So I'll just jot it down after the show, and then I'll post it on the Hot and 100 in Facebook page, and we'll put a direct link there.
Very good.
So we'll get that all taken care of.
That sounds great.
Excellent. Okay, so now what we're going to do is another 15 minutes has rolled by, and I have to pay the bills, Kathleen. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the center and the dedicated team and the collaborative approach to medical treatment that is taken over at the 100 Medical Center. So stay with us.
Thank you.
You The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, everyone, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm hosting an hour with Kathleen here for the Hunterdon Medical Center, and we've been talking about the lovely new cath lab and the whole new center on the fifth floor, which I have drilled into me because every time when we go on a break, she keeps putting the number five up. So, and then it's like she's been doing memory tests here. I know she's an RN, and I know her specialty is in cardiovascular care, but I'm feeling like she's pushing the memory games over here.
It's our age, right?
So we're with the fifth floor here with Kathleen Morgan talking about the new cardiovascular center and all the wonderful features that are making the Hunterdon Medical Center such a testament to being able to provide quality care in a community healthcare center. So we really thank you for your work on that and your approach to care, which is more collaborative, making sure patients don't get lost. And you were telling us before the break about the phenomenal work you've been doing in rehab to help with heart disease. And we talked about prevention and the ways you can determine your risk factor. And we'll put some posts on the website and always the Hunterdon Healthcare website, which is www.hunterdonhealthcare.org, is always a great place for information on prevention and how to connect to your physician, because you thought that was really important to have prevention.
Absolutely.
And that would be a great way to be able to access a physician care center.
Right. You have to know where you're starting, right? You need to know what your risks are and whether that cardiology visit is you know, something that needs to happen for you. So we always like to see the patients before they've had a major heart attack or a you know, an event to try to help with the diagnosis and treatment so that they can avoid, you know, a complication. So,
and how would someone know when they need to see a cardiologist? Is it a certain age or certain symptoms?
Certainly, you know, following up with a primary care physician and having a primary care physician is the first step. Second step, though, I would say, is if you are having any symptoms of any kind, whether it's, you know, some chest pain or pressure or fatigue that, you know, doesn't necessarily seem to match what you were feeling before. If you're having irregular heart rhythm, if you're feeling a little dizzy, or all of those could be signs of a potential problem with your heart or your vasculature. So ambulation, when you're walking, do you get any pains in the back of your legs when you're walking? That's a sign of a potential blockage in the lower leg. So any of those symptoms would be highly recommended to see the cardiologist to kind of get an idea where you are.
I know what we do when it's very cold and when the bad S word is here in the studio. We always remind people to check on their neighbors when there's a lot of strain on the heart for physical exertion, when you have blizzard after blizzard after blizzard with that
Here's
S.
Here's knock on some wood, right, for this year.
Absolutely. We're going to have a sunny and warm winter, I hope, but sometimes doing physical exercise, such as that snow shoveling, I hate to use the S word, but we have to, can really put a lot of strain on people, or not drinking enough water.
Yeah, hydrating. And I guess we talk about exercise, but if you're someone who really hasn't exercised, before you begin an exercise program, you really should see your physician. That might be a time where you know, if you have a family history and you haven't had an EKG and you want to start exercising, you need to see the physician first.
That's a great idea. That's a very practical approach. And I know when I've talked to a lot of people who have had heart attacks, one thing that they say after the fact is always that they noticed there was a change in their endurance, but they just thought they were tired. It was the weather. Right. So we really have to teach people to pay attention to their bodies. Your bodies tell the story.
They do. You know, and my father back in many years ago now, he did have those kinds of symptoms where he was starting to feel a little, you know, couldn't do quite as much. And he actually had a symptom more like indigestion, that he was having a cardiac issue. And he had a stress test, and the stress test was positive. Uh-huh. He did have cardiac catheterization and did show that all three of his arteries did have blockage, so he ended up having bypass surgery, but went on to then realize that once he recovered from the surgery, he was feeling so much better than he had before, and really it was a gradual process, but he wasn't at where he should have been and didn't necessarily recognize it, but he knew there was something that wasn't quite right. So those kinds of feelings are important to recognize, too.
Our body is a roadmap.
It is.
You know what's going on when you're losing weight or gaining weight or you can't sleep. Right. There's something going on.
Right. So really pay attention, as you said, to your body and you know, get the care that you need.
Now, Kathleen, I'm going to have you just name the center for me one more time, if you don't mind.
It's Norman and Denise Gilyeu Cardiovascular Center,
which is on the fifth floor.
Five West.
And it sounds like such a great center, and I hope that I never need the services. But if I do, I certainly hope you would be the one taking care of me, because I can tell that I would have a quick recovery.
And, you know, the team up there, the cardiovascular nurses and the physicians and the support staff, the nurse practitioners, physicians assistants, and the whole team of cardiovascular support and professionals are happy to take care, and they do a wonderful job. So I would highly recommend, if you need the care to come to Hunterdon.
That's excellent. And I want to thank you on behalf of the community. Our community is only as healthy as the resources in it. We look at other towns and cities where there's such a long wait for the emergency room for triage. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about exceeding a standard by a life-saving triage, which results in starting a procedure 15 or 30 minutes earlier than a national standard, which many people are, you know, so much longer than that.
Right.
So having a new standard of care in this community and having some additional satellite sites and a designated cath lab is going to make people more accessible for services, get them thinking more about preventative health, and with the rehab services, get them back to living.
Exactly.
Living.
Yes.
So everyone remember, your heart is your strongest. It's your strongest, but obviously it affects the most things in your body and in your life emotionally and physically. So we do have to take care of our heart. And I want to thank you for being guest here today.
Thank you very much.
Every hour from 3 to 4 p.m. on Mondays, there is a designated hour for the Hunterdon Medical Center. This hour is an opportunity to learn more about the services that are new or innovative at the medical center. It's an opportunity to get to know the faces of the people that care for you while you're receiving services at the medical center. And it also is a way to inform the community about some very simple and proactive preventative approaches to health to make all of us healthier and stronger. So we'll put the website for www.hunterdonhealthcare.org on our Facebook page, which will be my Facebook page, which would be the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page, because I switched my hour to this hour this week on the 21st of September. And I want everyone to remember, fall is falling right around the corner. Excuse my pun, but I couldn't help myself. So I want to wish everyone a great wrap up to this season. And we'll be back on the air at Hot and Hunterdon next Monday at 4 p.m. Everyone have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Families with college students are already navigating the costs of tuition and textbooks for the fall semester, and it's not always easy, but parents of high school students can be taking steps to ease that burden before acceptance letters arrive.
Families of students already on campus aren't the only ones who should be talking about college financial aid.
Have a conversation. Be open. You know, be truthful and honest about what's realistic, what you want to do, what your heart's set on, but do it early and really think about it and make decisions as a family.
Mary Morris of the College Savings Foundation says it's never too early to have those types of conversations, even though parents may feel like they want to protect their children from family finances. High school juniors and seniors should read into the specifics of federal private loans, especially the terms of repayment. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since landing in Cuba on Saturday, Pope Francis has taken a few subtle jabs at the country's communist leadership, but he hasn't gone far enough for some American conservatives. Francis told 200,000 Cubans to serve people, not ideas, which again was seen as a subtle critique of Cuba's socialist revolution. But for the most part, the Pope has steered clear of overt political statements. Some conservatives are accusing Francis of going soft on communism. There has been a massive home explosion in a small community near Dallas. USA's Ron Taylor has more.
There's still no official word as to what caused a massive house explosion near Dallas that injured at least three people. Authorities in the community of Waxahachie say the home was completely leveled. More now from WFAA's Jenny Doran.
10 homes in total were affected, including the one in this house explosion.